The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this finally Friday morning, nobody likes getting ripped off, right? Well, counterfeit merchandise is a problem year-round, but especially this time of year, whether it's household products, virtual learning items, health products, counterfeit versions of that can cause a real problem. It means the holiday season is an especially busy time for those crooks that are trying to push this stuff. So how can you be sure the items you buy are genuine and not fake? Cassie Brill is the Vice President of Brand Protection and Strategic Initiatives at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and she's online with us right now. Good morning, Cassie.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Counterfeit goods is probably a bigger problem than a lot of us realize, isn't it?
It really is. To give you a sense of the scope of the problem, the global scope of physical counterfeiting is a more than $509 billion problem, and that number has more than doubled in the last 5 years. It's amounting to about 3.3% of global trade, and these are really striking numbers. It is alarming how easy it is unknowingly to purchase a counterfeit online. And these are big profits for criminal organizations, and that can mean a big problem for consumers if they are not vigilant shoppers online. We understand that this year, the U.S. will receive more than a quarter billion small packages by air alone. That means that because of that scope, you know, some of those parcels direct to our door will contain counterfeit products, and we just have to be careful.
Has COVID-19 had an impact on the sale of counterfeit goods?
Unfortunately, it really has. You know, we're all spending a lot more time at home, and that means a lot more time online as well. You know, this is great because it's created efficiencies to our everyday, the ease of shopping online. But at the same time, criminals know this, and it is a ripe opportunity for fraudulent and counterfeit schemes online. Now, I'm a mom. I really like a good deal, and good deals are important, but we do not want to compromise quality when we think about shopping online. The types of counterfeit products that we're seeing around the pandemic really have intensified. So, you know, we regularly see counterfeiting of apparel and luxury goods and other types of consumer household products. But in this context, we're actually seeing counterfeit hand sanitizer, counterfeit soap and toothpaste. In a really scary instance, the Department of Justice actually broke up a scheme where criminals were peddling fake respirators destined directly for first responders. So it's really important that all of us remain vigilant when we're shopping online, knowing that there is some panic during this time. For us, we always say, verify before you buy. And so we have developed our top 10 tips to make sure that consumers stay safe while shopping online. And I'm happy to share just a few of those tips.
Yeah, please do, because that I think that's what we're all wondering is, okay, so if there are all these fake products out there, and, you know, sometimes you know it when you see it. You just realize that it's too good to be true or it's not the real deal. But what are some ways that you can protect yourself against getting scammed?
That's exactly right. And that's our first tip. Trust your instincts. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. And that is really from a price standpoint. You kind of know in your gut if you're dealing in a real transaction based on that purchase price. Secondarily, insist on secure transactions. You know, we have to be sure that if we are purchasing goods online, which many of us out are, that we are doing so with an S at the top of our search bar. So if you see HTTPS, you know that you're dealing with a secured vendor and a secured platform. And lastly, another really important tip for listeners is to guard your personal information online. A lot of these fraudsters really know how to get at consumer trust and to, you know, have us input a lot of personal information. So before you give your credit card information, make sure that you have a secure transaction and you know exactly who you're giving that information to and that it will be secure and guarded. make sure that you're not giving any other personal details out unless you know exactly who you're working with.
All really good advice, Cassie. What if you do get scammed, though? What if you click and purchase something and you find out that it's not the real deal? What if you do fall victim to one of these scams? What should you do then?
So a proactive consumer is going to be a protected consumer every single time. That means that you can go directly, if it's a product, to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. You can go easily to your Better Business Bureau. If you're noticing a faulty logo or something that looks like a true fake that you've received in the mail, you can also report intellectual property theft. You can report trademark theft right online at the Department of Homeland Security's website, and you can always contact your retailer for a full refund. You can find links to each one of these resources at uschamber.com/shopsmart.
uschamber.com/shopsmart. We will go there for more details. Cassie, thanks for telling us about this. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. And be careful where you click this holiday season.
All right. Sounds good. Good advice. Thanks. Bye-bye.